The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Find a comfortable position to rest your body for the next half an hour. The efforts that we make to still the body at the beginning of a sitting period are just as important as anything else we do. Any adjustments we make, any intentions we set throughout the sitting period. Just feeling the body. Allowing the solidness of the body to ground us, to remind us that we're here, present and available. Tuning in to any aspect of the body that helps us know the body. And finding ways to be restful in the body. To not force the body to be different than the way it is. Accepting the body. And also finding the breath. Just getting close to the breath. Being interested in the breath. Knowing what it's like to have a body that breathes. There's no right way or wrong way to know the breath. resting in the simplicity of this knowing, the simplicity of knowing the breath. And you can continue to ground the attention in the body or in the breath if you'd like a little while longer or a lot longer. Or if you feel sufficiently stable, if the mind feels sufficiently stable, consider opening to the way things are. Receiving any object into awareness. Doing our best to follow the mind, to know what it's knowing. Could be knowing thoughts. It could be knowing body sensations or sounds. Could be knowing memories or fantasies. And as we're watching the mind know objects, object after object being known, we can keep an eye on the attitude of mind. This is what we talk about as the relationship to the object, or the how of practice. But the attitude is very important to notice. When we notice the attitude, we're actually noticing the mind itself. So we just keep practicing, using mindfulness to know whatever is right in front of us, some sound, some body sensation, some thought. And then every now and then we might ask the question, what's the attitude of mind? Is there an attitude of acceptance? Accepting whatever is here to be known? an attitude of resistance, not liking something, not wanting it to be like this, wanting something to change. An attitude of not caring, being bored, sluggish. Or is the attitude bright and interested? This practice is simple, but not easy. There's no awareness without an object. So we just keep receiving objects into our awareness. We know them to the best of our ability. We notice the attitude or how we're relating to the object that's being known. We see what we can learn, and we just keep going forward like this. Remembering if at any time it feels useful to go back to the breath or go back to the body just to gain a little stability in the mind, feel welcome to do that. And stay there as long as you'd like. Stay relaxed. Not forceful. Just kind of posted up, watching, and seeing what makes itself known. What can we learn here? And we'll continue in silence. We'll end our practice period with a few minutes of loving kindness practice. So you can just imagine yourself sitting here, bring an image to mind of yourself sitting here. If you want to, you can raise your hands and put them on your chest, on your heart center of your chest. Just to feel the heart. And remembering that you are doing the best that you can. We're all doing the best that we can. Living our lives in the best way we know how, making mistakes along the way, but continuing to try to make effort. So offer yourself some goodness, some good wishes. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be safe and protected. May I be healthy and strong. Bring to mind an image of yourself embedded in this room with lots of other human beings who care about their lives just like you care about yours. And now allow the wishes of your heart to extend to everybody in the room. May we all be happy and peaceful. May we all be safe and protected. May we all be healthy and strong. And there are lots of people. The world is full of people. Human beings, living, breathing human beings. Human beings who are making mistakes and making effort. Raising families and going to work. Taking care of their bodies and their hearts and their minds. Given the conditions of their life in the best way they know how. Extend your heart's good wishes to everybody. May we all be happy and peaceful. May we be safe and protected. May we be healthy and strong.